Random News. We'll be back on the other side. Let's do this.
Deposit or drone dilemma. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? No, I need ya my physical meeting. You charge a bonus number. Maybe banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a shop, I'm just got better. Now FND Group savings account. FND Group savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Linda residents have bemoaned dilapidated state of the road leading to the local cemetery. Mukushi traditional leader calls on government to urgently construct and market shelter at Lilanda Market. And in African news, a drone striker hits a funeral in Sudan, killing many mourners. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Linda Compound have continued to raise concerns about the poor state of the road leading to Kwajon Cemetery, with many fearing the situation will worsen when the rains intensify. The residents said it is worrying that the local authorities are not prioritizing the rehabilitation of the road. They said the lack of access of the cemetery could prevent their families from visiting their deceased. The residents fear that the lack of proper infrastructure may lead to further hardships in the future.
I wrote an Manda Road Siri Bwino ina mabamu mabamu sote zapemba kuti road but konzere kushapita makutwa tikio cheka tama kiti zenda hapu ino kumanda
kwa sana kwa John
kwa sana kushikira
kwa sini kankara kuri rent season yao mamoto kaya masala shia kutari mkwa mponyo mwa chepa apewa manoku kuri kuri mani
mwono mpambini maloti kuripe hato na maloti kuyota kireni.
Mochilwa Samba Village Headman Webby Walia from Mukushi District has appealed to government to construct a market shelter in the Lilanda area. Mr. Walia has explained that the local traders are currently operate without a proper shelter, forcing them to sell their goods in open spaces. He adds that during the rainy season, vendors are compelled to seek a refuge in nearby shop corridors, which poses a significant challenge to their business operations. He has emphasized that the construction of a market shelter would not only improve the trading conditions, but also enhance hygiene and safety for both traders and customers.
Kwa bana mara baadhi shamba chini kano baadhi landa ngamu atimu shamu moja mioto angashire pita na lava tani tika bana mara au mukwai lugu nguru ya kaloeka azeli zao tuzi chile fuma moja mbwa bantu chifu ba na shauki di bantu la chibade ruala namba kama chama chama kati tangu kano pala wewe na mtu acha watu ma bricks na mtu acha watu ma ironi sisi tiba chama tu afirisha pale pale shi chapa wale afirum bama politos mwa bama politos mwa bama minyasi la pini mtu langa ya kwa kari ba kwa tani tika.
The Zambia Police Service has recorded an 8.2% reduction in gender-based violence or GBV cases in the third quarter of 2025 compared to the same period last year. Police spokesperson Reha Monga announced that a total of 9,899 GBV cases were recorded countrywide between July and September 2025, down from 10,782 cases during the same period in 2024. Of these, 6,203 were criminal cases, while 3,696 were non-criminal, representing 63% and 37% respectively. Mr. Hamonga further says the reduction in cases reflects the positive impact of intensified community sensitization, awareness campaigns, and increased collaboration between the police and various stakeholders. According to the report, Lusaka province recorded the highest number of criminal GBV cases at 1,326, followed by Luapula with 857 and Western province with 779.
A total of 2,318 children and 7,581 adults were victims of GBV during the quarter under review. Of these, 5,977 were women and 1,604 were men. This demonstrates that women and girls remain the most affected, accounting for over 77% of all GBV victims. Among children, girls accounted for 74% of those abused in criminal cases, while boys accounted for 26%. This gender imbalance highlights the need for targeted child protection interventions focusing on the girl child.
Residents of the Chantente area in Kitwe on the Copper Belt have thanked the government for embarking on the issuance of 1,000 title deeds. This initiative is part of the government efforts to provide security of tenure for the residents, where there are approximately 2,000 settlers. Speaking on behalf of the settlers, Angela Kamangala says the initiative promises to bring development, including schools, clinics, police posts, graveyards, and other social amenities. And speaking when she flagged off the issuance of the title deeds in Chantente area, Minister of Lands and Natural Resources Sylvia Masebo says the 1,000 titles have been launched by her ministry represents the first phase, while a second phase will be issued after the selected settlers have paid the 1,500 kwacha demarcation fee. Ms. Masebo has reiterated the importance of transparency and accountability in the allocation of land.
About 2,000 settlers that were